literally, detachment is just focusing on what you need to focus on. That's it. You know, focusing on what you need to focus on. If you want to make ice, your sole focus needs to be on finding water and putting it in a sub-zero environment. It's, you know, to put it in that context, like, it's very easy to understand the process product analogy, because to make ice, you can't focus on product. You've got to understand the process, and we all do, right? It's like, you know, how many of us, when we want ice, sit there and visualize ice and go, okay, I'm doing my visualization, I'm doing my meditation, I'm seeing ice. It's like, no, we understand the process implicitly. We need water and we need a sub-zero environment. So if we want to make ice, we go, what's the process? I'm going to go find some water, and then I need to go find a sub-zero environment. And it's like, how much thought do you give to, you know, what is the water thinking right now? Is it really thinking it wants to turn into ice, or is it going to stay in liquid form? We're giving no thought to what the water is thinking. We're just completely focused on process. And we know, because we understand that, because we've been through that 1,000 times in our life, we understand that the process leads to product. So we are utterly detached from the ice. We give not one thought. When we put water in the freezer, we don't spend 1 second of our time thinking, is this going to work? We are utterly detached from the product. Whereas right now, a lot of us we're kind of like, well, I'm kind of focusing on, I'm kind of doing the process, but then you're focused on the product. It's like that, you need to have that same separation, right? And when I say you're utterly detached from ice, do you think for 1 second that means you don't care if you don't get ice in the morning? Or does that mean for 1 second that you don't care about the ice? Not at all. It just means that you know that the process produces ice, and you don't need to be diverting mental energy to being attached to the outcome, because the outcome is a given. And that's what we need to do here. It's a hard place, because we're all stuck in our own heads, and we've all got some shockingly bad information from society and the like, and we don't understand that the process we're going through leads to ice 100 times out of 100. If you keep pulling the ice out of the freezer, you know, if you put ice in a freezer and every 20 minutes you pull it out for 10 minutes, you're going to drastically slow down the process of making ice. Drastically slow it down, if not stop it, right? You might get to the point, you know, if you don't understand, like, if every 20 minutes you're pulling it out and whatever, it's like you might get to the point 20 minutes or 3 or 4 hours from now or a day from now, go, this just doesn't work. Cody told me to find some water and put it in a freezer. I've done that, but it doesn't work. This process doesn't work. Well, yeah, because you just kept pulling it out because you couldn't leave it alone, because you're attached to the outcome. And it's not that the process doesn't work. It's your attachment to the result that screwed this up. And it's exactly the same what we're doing here. The process works, and it works all the time. If it's not working, it's because there is the attachment to the outcome. Does that help with the understanding attachment, detachment?
That's a perfect example. Yeah, I've been checking on the ice.
Yeah.